like to welcome you to the Harris & Harris Wealth Finance and Stilettos teleconference series. My name is Zenilia Harris, certified financial planner and president of Harris & Harris Wealth Management Group, a firm focused on the financial success of professional women who are going through various life transitions. The Finance and Stilettos teleconference series highlights dynamic and powerful women of influence whose stories I feel should be shared to motivate, encourage, and enlighten women professionals and women business owners so they can make healthier professional and financial decisions. My guest today is Joy Sistrunk, who is currently the principal and founder of Premier Group Services, a certified public accounting and management consulting firm since 2005. Always having a passion for problem solving and a desire to help others, Joy decided at a very early age that she wished to be a certified public accountant. After graduating with an accounting degree from Loyola College in 1998, she yearned to learn more about accounting business worldwide and obtained a master's degree in international business from the University of Baltimore in 2005. Building Premier Group Services from the ground up, she's grown from one staff member to now eight. Although Joy is a native of Philadelphia, she currently resides in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, continuing to travel far and wide assisting small to medium businesses, firms, nonprofits, and government contractors and government entities with all of their accounting, tax, and audit needs to achieve their financial goals. The mission of her firm is to offer personalized accounting and financial management services by accounting for your success. Welcome, Joy.
Hi there. Glad to be here.
Well, I want to begin by learning a little bit more about you. So share with us what drew you to accounting and working with small businesses.
Well, what drew me in was I understood that I had a passion for numbers, but realizing from talking to other business owners that they often did not. They usually took one of two approaches. They either buried their head in the sand and just worked really hard and didn't understand their numbers, or they turned it over to someone else to do it, but they still didn't understand the numbers themselves. So the company, our company, is built on just wanting to help people and really to get them to understand what is going on so that they can actually be better business owners and just, you know, have more of a balance once you know what's going on with your actual business.
Wow. I think that's wonderful, and I'm so fascinated with the fact that you knew this so young. I mean, at what age did you find that you had this affinity towards numbers?
Probably when I was about 9 or 10, and that probably comes from being a big sister and having to, even at a young age, my mom would send me to pay bills and just always needing to know what was going on with your financial picture at every stage of your life. So I knew pretty early on that I wanted to work in and around accounting and money.
Wow. Wow. That sounds like me. So share with us what a client can expect when they work with your firm.
So what happens when a client works with us is most importantly, we want to educate them. Someone who wants to just come and drop their stuff off usually doesn't work well with us because we like to work hand in hand with our clients. So we like to get them onboarded, take them through our whole process, and really work with them step by step to get the business either set up correctly or to make any corrections that need to happen to their financial statements and really just guide them as a team member through the process, and whether they've made $1 or whether they've made $5 million.
I think that's fantastic. I think a lot of business owners need your services because as you shared, you know, understanding your numbers is extremely important as you grow because you can use it as a strategy to plan out what you're going to do next year, 5 years from now, or 10 years from now. So I think that is great that with what you do and the fact that you really partner with your clients. So with businesses starting the new year, what should be a focus that businesses should think about going into a new fiscal year?
One of the, I think the most important thing for the business owners to do is set goals for the business and not necessarily just fly blind, whether that means you want to acquire 5 clients or, in the case of government contracts, oh, I want to attain 2 or 3 contracts. Because once you have an end goal in mind, you can set the plan in place. Whereas if you don't have a plan and you're just kind of going and running hard and fast with no real knowledge of where you're going.
Very good, very good. Now, how does this differ from what your focus should be at the end of the year?
Well, it's a little bit different because at the end of the year, what you should be focusing on is doing like almost a year in review. So analyzing all the things that you said you were going to do, what happened, did you reach your goal? If you didn't, what prevented you from reaching your goal? Did you actually give your, for example, if you said, I want to reach 100 new clients. Did you actually do any marketing? Did you do any marketing? Did you spend any money in this area, or were you too busy working to actually get out there and do that? So you want to kind of review what you said you were going to do, see where you are, and just analyze to see what worked and what didn't work so that you can set goals for the next year.
So so another question that kind of just dropped in my mind that I think would be a good question for you, and maybe you don't have the full-blown answers because businesses are different, but is one of the things that you help your clients with is come up with how much they should spend in a particular area, because you mentioned marketing, and marketing can be a black hole. So do you help your clients to determine, like based especially at the year-end review, well, this is based on looking at your numbers, these are areas where you probably should have spent more money and you could have spent up to this percentage, that kind of thing.
We did do that, and you can look at kind of what your – so this is where people get a little lost, and I don't want to lose them with jargon, but this is where you get your return on investment from. So we can look at all the things you spent money on. So, for example, you spent $1,000 on your website. Well, did your website have any visitors? If not, then maybe that wasn't the best use of your marketing dollar, or maybe you need to do more things to drive people to your website. So we can look, we can kind of analyze how you spent the money, because you're right, it can get a black hole. So we would set an overall budget for marketing and then say, maybe let's try these 3 things and track them throughout the year so that if they're not working, switch it up.
Okay.
You don't have to stick with it until the end of the year. If it's not working, we're going to cut it off and move on to something else that is going to work.
Right. Understand. So tell us a little bit more about you. What do you feel has made you so successful as an executive and now as a small business owner?
I would say a couple of things. Probably always that forever quest for knowledge. So you never get to a point, or I've never gotten to a point where I feel like I know everything. So always kind of having that desire to learn more and look at things has really served me well. And the other thing is persistence, that never give up spirit. Because I remember when I was younger, probably in my 20s, I had a job and my boss told me, she was like, you know, so much stuff has happened to you. You should just, can't imagine, you should just go to a cabin and just stay there. And I thought that was the most horrible thing that you could say to someone, because life still goes on. You just
right.
have a way to kind of get through it, because there are going to be things that come up. That's just what life is. And you have to find a way to just be persistent and keep moving and making sure that you're staying true to yourself.
I am totally in agreement. So, as a professional woman, what are some tips you can share to advancing your career and expanding your capabilities towards executive leadership?
I would say invest in yourself and in your education to make sure that you are always staying current with your skill set, because that's going to be the key to advancement. And also making sure that you are building the right relationships. So sometimes we build relationships, but they're not necessarily the right ones.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a path to where you're going, and somebody's already done it. So getting with the right mentor and leadership and making sure you're staying current with what you know needs to be done along this path will help you greatly.
Great tip. So what would you feel is the best financial decision you've made as a professional woman?
I would say one of the best ones is learning how to stay lean and mean. So when I was younger, I had horrible credit because I had made all these poor financial decisions. So once I stopped and drew a line in the sand and kind of decided what I was going to pay off and started working my way towards that, I feel like that actually was the best decision I made because it helped me to be kind of lean and mean so that if the job I got laid off from a job or if situations arose where money was tight, I wasn't as stressed as most people are because I have kind of cut down on my expenses greatly. So that was, and that actually helped me to really start my business because I didn't need as much to live on while I was building the business.
Now, would you help your clients as well look at their financial statements and determine how they can be lean and mean?
We can, and we have, and we do, because that, especially clients, when you know you want to start a business, that there are, I think everyone has dreams of being, you know, this millionaire or billionaire, but everybody has to start somewhere. And so it starts with kind of being lean and mean because they're going to be tough times in the beginning. Or if they're not in the beginning, they're going to be in the middle. But at some point in your business's life cycle, you're going to experience some type of tough time. And you have to kind of be prepared for it to happen.
So do you feel then that all businesses have are cyclical?
Yes. And what happens is if it's either cyclical or it's impacted by either political situations or economic. So it may not be a cycle where, you know, in the summer you're slow or the winter you're slow, but there will come a business cycle that because of some outward event, your business is slow for whatever the reason. So, yes, they're all cyclical in some way, shape, or form.
Well, I would like for you to share with the audience your contact information for small business owners who are interested in utilizing your company for accounting services.
Sure. I'm Joy Sischrunk. I can be reached at 301-577-6444, or our website is www.pgservicesinc.com. We're also on Instagram at pgs-cpa. Or on Twitter at PGS_CPA. So please follow us today.
Well, thank you so much, Joy, for taking time to share such powerful information and insight that you've learned as a professional woman and now as a business owner. That I'm thinking that this information is going to be greatly received by the women who are striving to achieve great professional success. So thank you again for joining us. And please, one more time, can you share all your information again?
Sure. It's Joy Sischrunk, and I can be reached at 301-577-6444, or our website is www.pgservicesinc.com, or you can email us at accounting@pgservicesinc.com, and on Instagram, we're pgs-cpa, and on Twitter, we're at pgs_cpa.
Thanks so much, Joy, and I'm sure this conversation will be greatly beneficial. Thanks again.
Thank you.